This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Friday evening, May 1st, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
EV exports drive Chinese trade surplus with the EU. China's trade surplus with the European Union hit a new quarterly high in early 2026, driven by electric and hybrid vehicle exports. Analysis of customs data by the Mercator Institute for China Studies revealed that Chinese exports to the EU totaled nearly $148 billion, while imports from the bloc stood at around $65 billion. This resulted in a surplus of approximately $83 billion, with the full year 2025 surplus reaching a record $431 billion. The surge in EV sales presents opportunities for industry players like Massimo Group to capitalize on the favorable conditions.
Brent prices spike on concerns of prolonged Iran conflict. Brent crude prices surge to a four-year high amid escalating tensions between the U.S. South and Iran, causing concerns about disruptions in global oil supplies. The Strait of Hormuz, a key transit point for 20% of the world's oil, faces potential shipping disruptions. Companies like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. are closely monitoring the situation due to their interests in the energy sector.
European countries rush to adopt renewables as energy bills rise. European countries are rushing to adopt renewables as energy bills rise due to the global petroleum crisis caused by fighting in Iran. The Middle Eastern warfare has led to an unprecedented supply security threat, prompting governments to focus on expanding domestic renewable capacity. This shift bodes well for companies like American Fusion Inc. that offer sustainable energy alternatives.
Battery manufacturer KTL has secured $5 billion from investors in Hong Kong, demonstrating strong global interest in clean energy and electric vehicle technology. This significant deal comes as clean technologies gain prominence amidst the oil crisis. Other players in the battery industry, such as QuantumScape Corp., could also witness increased investor attention.
Mission IR News breaks. Sober Safe Inc. enters definitive agreement for Clean World Ventures business combination. Sober Safe Inc. has finalized an agreement with Clean World Ventures Inc. for a business combination. The combined company will operate under the Clean World Ventures name, with CWV expected to own about 98% of the entity upon closing. The transaction, set to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending approvals and financing, aims to advance scalable, zero-carbon, distributed energy systems, while SoberSafe's alcohol detection business continues independently.
Wintermar Offshore reports 1Q 2026 results. Wintermar Offshore reports a 194% year-over-year increase in attributable net profit to US$4.80 million for 1Q 2026, driven by a 47.8% revenue growth. The owned vessel division saw a 53.9% revenue increase, resulting in a gross profit doubling to US$12.70 million. Operating profit rose by 153.0% to US$10.50 million. Wintermar plans to expand its fleet amid a strong market outlook for OSV demand.
Amidus to review first quarter 2026 financial results on May 7, 2026. Amidus Inc. will host a conference call on May 7, 2026 to review its first quarter 2026 financial results. The call will take place at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Participants can join via phone or webcast and submit questions during the Q&A session. Amidus is a renewable natural gas and biofuels company focused on innovative technologies to lower energy costs and reduce emissions.
Greenland Energy GLNDC closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson Land Exploration. Greenland Energy has successfully closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration activities in the Jameson Land Basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including OPW1 and OPW2 procurement, long lead materials, field readiness, workforce mobilization, winter preparation equipment, and tug and barge logistics for upcoming drilling operations in October 2026. Tiny Gems breaks. Frontieres North America closes $25 million Reg A+ offering, moves to expand to $75 million ceiling. Frontieres North America has closed its $25 million Regulation A+ offering and plans to expand to a $75 million maximum. The company's FAS Form TM solid carbon fractionation process aims to produce high-value products from coal without combustion or waste. This milestone reflects strong investor demand and positions the company to advance its $850 million facility in West Virginia. Toyota records 139% jump in EV sales as oil crisis deepens. The surge in fuel prices due to the Middle East conflict has driven consumers towards electric vehicles. Starting 2025 with modest electric goals, Toyota is now wrapping up the first quarter with its highest EV sales ever, surpassing industry expectations. Experts say offshore wind energy needs to be leveraged more. Offshore wind energy experts are highlighting the need for increased utilization of offshore wind resources in the U.S. and globally. With over 80 gigawatts of electricity generated by marine wind farms worldwide, there is a call for significant expansion to meet climate goals. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is among the firms focusing on reducing emissions in this rapidly growing industry.
Arctic begins federal permitting. TRMHS. TRM Federal Permitting. NYSE American MQ Joint Venture advances one of America's highest grade undeveloped copper projects. TRMHS has initiated federal permitting for the Arctic project in Alaska. The project, one of the highest grade undeveloped copper deposits globally, aims to meet the rising demand for copper in various sectors. The venture anticipates creating up to 870 jobs, generating millions in state taxes, and reducing costs for Alaska Native communities. This move comes amidst a shortage of domestic copper supply and lengthy permitting processes for new mines in the U.S.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. engages GLJ Limited to advance commercial evaluation of Lawson Natural Hydrogen Project in Saskatchewan. GLJ will focus on resource modeling, development potential, and an expanded drill program targeting natural hydrogen and helium. The project's interpreted scale has significantly expanded following 3D seismic results. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News breaks. Greenland Energy Company closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson Land Exploration. Greenland Energy Company has closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including procurement, materials, workforce mobilization, and logistics for drilling operations scheduled for October 2026.
Investor news breaks. Search Minerals, Inc. launches 2026 baseline program for the Deep Fox and Foxtrot projects in southeastern Labrador. The environmental studies mark a significant milestone as the company progresses towards environmental assessment registration targeted for H1 2027. The program will provide crucial data for regulatory submission, project optimization, and development planning, reinforcing Search Minerals' position in the North American rare earth supply chain.
Charbonne announces 2025 annual financial results and corporate updates. Charbonne Corporation announces its 2025 annual financial results, reporting a 6% decrease in net loss. The company generated $201,277 in gas income, recognized revenues from a Malaysian green hydrogen project, and closed various financial transactions. Charbonne is progressing with its Phase 1B at Sorel-Tracy to increase hydrogen production capacity. The company plans to hold its annual general and extraordinary meetings of shareholders on June 18, 2026. New SCSNW report examines shifting U.S. strategy in the South China Sea. In a new report by the South China Sea Newswire, U.S. South strategy in the South China Sea is shifting. The report highlights a move towards balancing China as a rival, emphasizing deterrence and burden-sharing with allies. While the U.S. South prioritizes military strength, challenges remain in economic competition with China. The report calls for a more balanced strategy to maintain U.S. South influence in the region.
Online Printers confirms FY 2025 results and provides outlook for 2026. Online Printers Group confirms its FY 2025 results, reporting a revenue of $289.8 million and an adjusted EBITDA of $51.9 million. The company aims for single-digit revenue growth in 2026, focusing on maintaining or improving the adjusted EBITDA margin. Additionally, a new CFO, Kai Zhu, has joined the company, succeeding Tobias Voldman. Online Printers emphasizes sustainability efforts, including energy efficiency and CSRD reporting.
Mission I Raw News Breaks, Grid AI Technologies Corp. to present at Market Movers Investor Summit on May 5, 2026. Grid AI Technologies Corp. will present at the Market Movers Investor Summit on May 5, 2026 at 4 p.m. ETE in New York City. Jerome Cliche, Corporate Advisor and Managing Partner at Encore Network LLC, will represent the company at this event, featuring investor meetings, company presentations, and fireside chats with business leaders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
American Fusion TM Inc., a MFN, targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization. American Fusion TM Inc. targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization, appointing a government procurement advisor to expand access to non-dilutive funding. The Texatron TM platform is positioned for modular, infrastructure-grade applications, aligning with defense, DOE, and international programs for early commercialization. Institutional contracts may offer structured revenue opportunities before full-scale deployment, reflecting a broader international strategy in fusion development.
Network News Breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. completes drill mobilization at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has completed drill mobilization at the Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada for its 2026 exploration program. Following site preparation by contractor FTE Drilling, drilling is set to commence. The company has appointed Stantec Consulting Inc. as its NEPA environmental consultant and approved the issuance of 250,000 stock options to a consultant. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is advancing its Murdoch Mountain drill program in northeastern Nevada amid increasing fertilizer supply pressures. The company has started its 2026 exploration program after completing necessary wildlife and sage-grouse surveys. Additional drill pads are being prepared to further understand the phosphate zone's characteristics. With tightening global fertilizer supply, Nevada Organic Phosphate aims to cater to the U.S. South agricultural market, focusing on organic and regenerative farming sectors.
Charbonne announces closing of $10 million convertible loan including $3 million initial tranche. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $10 million convertible loan facility with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, with an initial drawdown of $3 million. The loan, structured for multiple drawdowns, aims to support Charbonne's hydrogen production facilities, capital expenditures, and growth initiatives. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal to expand its industrial gas platform across North America.
Mission IR News Breaks. Greenland Energy Company featured in EnergyWire News editorial on global energy security. Greenland Energy Company was recently featured in an editorial by EnergyWire News discussing the importance of Western energy security in the face of geopolitical instability. The article highlighted Greenland Energy's Arctic exploration strategy in the Jameson Land Basin, where it plans to drill two wells in 2026. With a potential resource of up to 13 billion barrels of oil, the company's partnership with Halliburton for drilling services is a significant step towards energy development.
ES Gold Corp eyes growing gold market with prices projected to hit $6,000 per ounce in 2026. ES Gold Corporation, a development stage company, remains optimistic about the 2026 gold market, as prices are expected to reach $6,000 per ounce. ES Gold Corp iEncounter is the former company in the Gold Corp Club. That's why people have analysts attribute this surge to geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. ES Gold Corp, the company recently closed a $7.20 million offering to expedite the development of its Montauban project, seizing the opportunity for growth in the precious metal sector.
Greenland Energy has priced a $70 million public offering of 17.5 million shares at $4 per share, with accompanying warrants exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The offering, expected to close on April 29, 2026, will provide funds for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses. Think Equity is the sole placement agent for the offering.
Spring thaw reveals winter's hidden damage to Twin Cities' concrete floors. Spring temperatures in the Twin Cities are revealing winter damage to concrete floors. ITR Concrete Technologies owner Nick Winsher warns property owners of potential issues like cracks and moisture damage. With an average of 42 freeze-thaw cycles per year in the Great Lakes region, now is the time for assessments to prevent costly structural problems. Visit atrfloors.com for more information.
Odd beginning system upgrades in Wilmsdorf, Barra, and Heidelberg Township. Og beginning system upgrades in Wilmsdorf, Barra, and Heidelberg Township on April 28th. This project aims to enhance safety and reliability, some offering residents a chance to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers, demonstrating their commitment to quality service. For more details, visit www.wi.com.
Anchor Resources increases its interest to 75% on Block 8 oil and gas license in Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. increases its ownership interest in the Block 8 oil and gas concession in Cambodia from 20% to 75%. The company's energy subsidiary, Enercam Exploration Limited, has entered into an agreement with 358,140 Alberta Limited to fund the drilling program and make a payment of $2 million. This deal benefits both companies, with Enercam Acor now holding a substantial 75% interest in the concession.
Chinese EV manufacturer BYD says it can thrive without U.S. market. Chinese EV manufacturer BYD has stated that it can thrive without the U.S. market, focusing instead on expanding into Europe, Latin America, and Asia. The company's success in the EV market is driven by rising fuel prices worldwide, pushing consumers towards electric vehicles. Established brands are now collaborating with local firms to stay competitive, with metrics like battery development and charging performance taking center stage. Startups like Rivian Automotive Inc. in North America will need to keep up with BYD's advancements.
Four countries tapping renewables to bolster energy security. Four countries are strategically turning to renewable energy sources to enhance their energy security amidst rising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. The reliance on fossil fuels from unstable regions has highlighted vulnerabilities, prompting companies like Turbo Energy SA to innovate in the renewable energy sector. As more nations follow suit, the global energy landscape could see a significant shift towards sustainable solutions.
IEA boss says oil crisis has forever changed the fossil fuel industry. IEA boss Fatih Birol states that the oil crisis from the Iran conflict has permanently transformed the global fossil fuel sector. This event has shifted governments' focus on energy security, pushing them towards more dependable alternatives. Companies like Max Power Mining Corp are exploring clean energy options such as geologic hydrogen, reflecting a broader move away from traditional fossil fuels.
Global instability in the Middle East and concerns over the Strait of Hormuz are driving the push for domestic energy security. Greenland Energy Company is focusing on Arctic exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to secure rights to 70% of the basin and its estimated 13 billion barrels of oil potential. A new partnership with Halliburton for drilling and logistical support further strengthens the company's strategy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.